Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum. Celebrate the opening of I Saw It, Francisco de Goya Printmaker, with an evening of live music, art making, live model drawing, tours, and more. Saturday, April 20th from 4 to 6:30 p.m. Info at nortonsimon.org.
I'm Julia Paskin. Join me as I talk with NPR's Sarah McCammon about her new book, The Ex-Evangelicals, Loving, Living, and Leaving the White Evangelical Church. That's April 25th at the Crawford. Tickets at las.com/events.
It's Tuesday, November 23rd. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. The LA City Council today sent its Homelessness and Poverty Committee a measure to ban camping in public areas in the city if shelter has been offered first. San Pedro area Councilman Joe Buscaino wanted that measure placed on the city ballot next year and not handed off to a council committee. But San Fernando Valley Councilman Paul Krikorian says a committee discussion first is the right way to go.
The questions that we all have about how this works should at minimum be debated in a committee where we can take public input.
But Buscaino says, what's to debate? He says LA's homelessness crisis requires what he calls a FEMA-like response that focuses on emergency shelter rather than permanent housing.
Why would we continue to allow someone to continue to live on public property if a safer, healthier alternative is available?
Well, the Safer Streets LA campaign that Buscaino backs says it will begin collecting signatures to get that measure on the ballot. It'll start the process in January and collect signatures into April. LA has nowhere near enough shelter beds for the city's homeless population. Mayor Eric Garcetti says he doubts a camping ban would work without giving people on the streets a place to go. Police in Pasadena are looking through surveillance video for clues into last weekend's death of a 13-year-old boy hit by a stray bullet fired outside his home. Iran Balvaneda was playing video games in his bedroom at the time. His cousin Maria says Iran was a freshman and an excellent student at Blair High School in Pasadena. She says she will miss everything about him.
His kindness, his sweetness. Whenever he would see us, he would like wave at us like, hey. And then he'll run away, and then he'll come back.
And Maria Balvaneda says the family would typically get together this week for a big Thanksgiving meal. This year, no celebration. We've told you before about a rash of follow-home robberies in L.A. Thieves spot someone shopping at a jewelry store or some high-end fashion spot, follow them home, then rob them there. One man was shot and killed in Hollywood in an attack believed to be tied to a follow-home robbery, one of more than 100 that LAPD Chief Michael Moore says have been reported.
We haven't seen robbery series like this in decades, and we intend to not allow it to continue.
Which is why the LAPD has now set up a task force to investigate follow-home robberies. By the way, if you suspect you are being followed after a shopping trip, Chief Moore says call 911 and drive to an LAPD station. He says it might be nothing, but it's better to be safe. It's been more than 4 months since LA Mayor Eric Garcetti was announced as President Joe Biden's pick to be the next U.S. ambassador to India. So when might Ambassador Garcetti be heading to New Delhi? An update from KPCC's Libby Dankman.
Senate Foreign Relations Committee staff have finished vetting Garcetti for the nomination, and his hearing is expected to be taken up in the coming weeks, according to a source familiar with the committee's scheduling. Garcetti got the nod back in July, but the nomination appeared to stall, even as confirmation for another high-profile nominee moved forward. In August, former Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel was announced as Biden's pick for ambassador to Japan. Emanuel's nomination is advancing to the full Senate, while Garcetti's earlier nomination still awaits his committee hearing. Some wonder whether the delay is tied to a lawsuit from a former member of Garcetti's security detail who accuses the mayor of enabling sexual harassment by a former top aide. Garcetti has denied any knowledge of inappropriate conduct. If Garcetti leaves, the city council will likely appoint an interim mayor to complete his term, which ends in December 2022. I'm Libby Denkman.
So you're hosting the big Thanksgiving dinner, and everyone's vaccinated against COVID-19, except for that one relative who just hasn't done it. You don't want anyone to get sick at your house, so what do you do? Dr. Kimberly Schreiner has some advice. She directs infectious disease and prevention at Pasadena's Huntington Hospital. She says when that unvaccinated relative arrives, have them take one of those rapid COVID-19 tests.
They're not as accurate, needless to say, as a nasopharyngeal swab and a very highly accurate PCR, but they can be a gross estimate of positivity, about 75 to 80%, depending on the test. They're expensive. They're not widely available right now because I think there's been a lot of purchasing of them. You can get them on Amazon. Some pharmacies do carry them. So that's one option.
And the other option, Dr. Schreiner says, ask your unvaccinated guests to get tested before arriving for dinner. Dr. Kimberly Schreiner at Huntington Hospital in Pasadena is one of the COVID-19 experts you hear daily on KPCC's Air Talk. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
Support comes from Ciclavia, catalyzing vibrant public spaces, active transportation, and good health through car-free streets. Ciclavia promotes respect and infrastructure for bike and pedestrian-friendly public spaces. Enjoy these pop-up parks for the day in your favorite people-powered way. Jogging, biking, skating, strolling, or simply spectating. Free and open to all, Ciclavia Sundays generate miles of smiles in neighborhoods all over L.A. Details at www.ciclavia.org.